The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
You know, the rain this morning, we've had what I have this note in here that in Tulare County, they've evacuated 11,000 people and there's another 4,000 on evacuation warning standby. And so I know Tulare County has definitely been hit harder than Fresno County, but we're all experiencing this one way or another. And of course, I think the worry too with Fresno County is what comes when all that great snowpack we have up there begins to melt and comes flooding down the mountain. And then what? So it's not over.
Yeah, so we're going to get a little help today with Buddy Mendez, Fresno County Supervisor, also a farmer. Buddy, thanks for taking some time out to talk to us today.
Well, thanks for having me, John and Christina.
Let me just ask you a simple question. Are you worried about all this snow and where it's going to go?
Yes, although we have, at least on the Pine Flat side, we have some pretty good dam operators. I mean, KRWA is who has the rights to this water, have been tracking this, for the last 2 months. So, I mean, they're trying everything they can to prepare, for the runoff, which what they have to do is we have to basically tax the system right now by releasing water out of the dam, which they're in the process. But when you have these rain events like we're having today, that becomes pretty tricky because you've got Mill Creek dumping into the river. It's undammed. It comes through Wonder Valley and dumps into the Kings River below the dam. That has to be managed, and it has to be managed on real time. So, you've got that on top of everything else. And then I think we're already pretty much going out the North Fork. That's the only way you can get rid of Kings River water, flood water. It's got to go to the North Fork, to the Mendota Pool, and then out the San Joaquin. We're pretty much, at flood stage right now. In order to relieve the dam, and they're starting Wednesday, tomorrow's Wednesday, they'll start dropping water to the Tulare Lake through the South Fork of the Kings.
Now, you've been around a while. Have you ever seen a year like this before? And if so, how did they do?
Okay, we're kind of at 1969 and 83 levels. 83 still had the greatest runoff in the Kings River, which we're going to, you don't like breaking those kind of records, but we're going to challenge that record this year. So I've seen it before, at least twice, this bad. Of course, we've had other events over the years, maybe not quite as bad, but they tax the system. 97, 2006, 2011, 2017, and 2019.
You know, when you read off those years, it sounds like what I believe is to be true is that we have big years every few years. And that's always kind of been the case, right?
Always been the case. One of the greatest was 1863, and we actually came out of an extreme dry period in the 1850s. So dry that there's pretty good evidence that the Tulare Lake didn't even drain into the San Joaquin for several years. That the Tulare Lake actually shrunk during the late 1850s.
Yeah, so I mean, we get good water every now and then. All this talk of climate change kind of ignores that it's always kind of been this way. You know, we get some good years, then you get some dry years, then you get a good year, you get some dry years. That's kind of what our system was built for, I believe, wasn't it?
Yeah, but we don't quite have the dam capacity for the big years. And really what hurts the Cuy and Tule are those reservoirs are way too small for these big years. And there's really nothing up above to hold more water back. Like if we had a facility at Rogers Crossing on the Kings, that would give us more time because it becomes a time factor. Then obviously if we had Temperance Flat on the San Joaquin, that would give us a lot of time. Because people don't realize, like, if we have a year like 83, we'll have to flip Pine Flat four times.
What a loss of water that is.
Release enough water between now and August to flip it four times.
And what you mean by flip is we have to empty it and fill it four times.
Right.
Yeah.
Or have enough water going out to theoretically empty it four times.
And we should remind people as well that Pine Flat specifically, what does it hold, 1 million cubic feet of water?
A million acre feet
of water.
Yeah.
That's a lot of water.
Right. But if you have 4 million acre feet of runoff, you can do that's easy math.
Yeah, but the problem is, like you say, it's managing it in real time. And these are really flood control projects, but we are also concerned about storage. We are, you are, as a farmer.
Correct.
But the people who run the dam are really running it for flood control. Is that right?
Correct. And if it's for them, if it's an extremely successful year in a flood year, is that at the end of the high flows, and say the end of the high flows right at the end of June, your dam is full, or within 20 to 30 thousand acre feet of being full when you hit that mark, then you had a really successful year.
Now, is a bad year if it overflows? Is that a bad year?
It's a bad year.
Okay.
Okay. So, here, I'll give you just. I think in 1969, I think the Cuya, they lost control of the Cuya at one time for 20 days straight.
And what happened?
Well, that water all ended up in the Tulare Lake, and you can see some of the places where it's going right now. Now, here's one thing that in Fresno County we're a little bit lucky, is we have the Kings River Conservation District. Now, their main deal, what they really do, their main number one priority is they manage the levee system from Kingsburg, just past Kingsburg, all the way to 145 where the Fresno Kalinga Highway goes over it. So those are, if you look at those levees, their levees are way better than any of the levees on the Cuya and Tule.
Why is that?
Well, they were established by the 44 Act that built Pine Flat, and then their first year of operations was in 1954. And what they did is they worked with the Army Corps of Engineers to redo the levees. There was several projects starting in the 60s that actually made the levees taller and wider.
Hey, tell me a little bit about Tulare Lake and how that's being used with this runoff.
Okay, right now it's coming in from the Tule and the Cuya. They've normally they try to first manage the water because they can actually move about 1,000 CSF to the south. And there's a deal called, they call it the Hacienda. It's on the far south of the lake and actually touches Kern County, where they can pump the water over there, but they have to pump it uphill. But obviously there's so much water that they've lost control. So they tried to flood normally. You flood high cells first and then start flooding low cells, because once you get the water in the lower cells of the lake, you have to pump it out eventually to get it out of there, or it'll stay there for several years.
Well, that's now normally water, farmland, right?
You, what's that now? That's
normally farmland when it's not needed to be flooded, right?
Right, it's farmland.
How does that work? That you're able to work? Is that just part of the deal with that territory, that if you got too much water, it's going to be flooded?
Yes, and then there's levees inside the lake. In fact, one of the biggest levees is called the South Central, and it's in the to the middle of the lake, but towards the west side. And it's actually the same height as the Crescent Weir south of Riverdale. And that's where the water goes eventually out to Mendota.
So how much water are we going to put in that lake?
I think we put over 1 million acre feet in 69 and 83.
You expect something like that this year?
Yeah.
Now, is that good? Is that water we're going to be able to use, or is the loss of that farmland, is that bad?
Oh, that's bad. You lost the farmland for a year, probably two, and then it's hard to reuse the water if they try to pump it out, because there's a system set up to pump it out, but it ends up coming back about south of Riverdale again, and then you can only use it in a couple of places past there.
You know, when we talk about Tulare County and the Lake Basin, we've heard a lot of talk about Alpaugh and Allensworth and these communities being flooded. And I know that I read recently, buddy, that FEMA is at the Fresno Fairgrounds. What's going on with FEMA and everything that's going on here in Fresno County and across the valley?
Well, you know, they're working with our EOS system, I think, is pretty good. I don't know if you've seen them operate. They were operating on a limited basis for the snow. But we've continued to improve it since 2006. And I think our EOS system is probably one of the best in the valley. And they work directly with FEMA. You know, FEMA, they really don't, I'm not throwing them under the bus, but they're real limited on what they do. But you really have to have a lot of coordination at the county level to really get them in, to get them to get stuff done.
Hey, let me ask you this final question here.
Okay.
Fresno Bee has a story today saying that someone driving a piece of big equipment cut an opening into the bank of Deer Creek. Now, what they're saying here is they're implying that it might have been a farmer protecting their land, and this flooded the historic town of Allensworth, that this was intentionally done and that flooding was intentional, maybe to protect farmland. Do you know anything about that?
Heard the same rumor either Friday or Saturday. You know, these days run together when you're looking at this and working with this stuff, but I heard the same thing. And stuff like that used to happen a lot in the 69 flood at the beginning. And even the lake farmers themselves were cutting levees to make sure their other guys' stuff got flooded first. But I think there was some houses, and I don't know if there was any dairies that they were trying to protect when they cut that. I'm not really sure. But I heard this Friday, it's an unconfirmed rumor, but I also heard that they seen the tracks and seen, you know, where they came and where they went. So that's the job now for the Tulare County Sheriff and the FBI.
If true, what is the crime?
Well, I think if Deer Creek is a, you know, the levees are, if they're Army Corps of Engineers levees, then I think, then again, you're going to have to talk to a district attorney. I think that's a federal crime.
Could be a big problem for someone.
Yes.
All right, buddy, thanks so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
All righty. Thank you. Anytime.
Thank you. Buddy Mendez there, Fresno County Supervisor now.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing to say.
Congratulations.
Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.